War zones are dangerous places. Where better then for a nuclear reactor? On March 9th, America's government awarded a trio of firms $39.7 million to design microreactors that can supply a few megawatts of power to remote military bases and be moved quickly by road, rail, sea, and air. The idea of small reactors is as old as nuclear power itself. In July 1951, 5 months before a reactor in Idaho became the first in the world to produce usable electricity through fission, America began building USS Nautilus, a nuclear-powered submarine. In the 1960s and 1970s, small reactors powered bases in Alaska and Greenland, a radar facility in Wyoming, a research station in Antarctica, and, from a cargo ship, the Panama Canal Zone. America still uses nuclear-powered submarines and aircraft carriers, but land-based mini-reactors proved unreliable and expensive and have fallen out of favor. Interest has been revived by recent wars, in which American forces proved extraordinarily hungry for energy. Early in the Iraq War, fuel made up over a third of the tonnage transported to the region. Between 2001 and 2010, over half of American casualties in Iraq and Afghanistan occurred during land transport missions, many involving fuel deliveries to remote outposts. Portable reactors could substitute for unreliable power grids or the generators that often take their place. America's armed forces use about 30 terawatt hours of electricity per year, about the same as Ireland, and more than 35 million litres of fuel per day. In 2016, a report by the Defense Science Board, a committee of experts, concluded that demand would surge as new power-hungry weapons, like lasers and railguns, come to maturity.